ओम शांति। The day of the Sadhguru, I carried everyone's loving remembrances with myself, and as I reached the subtle region, I saw that Baba was coming from far distance. As he came closer and gave drishti, Baba posed the first question. Normally when we offer bhog, Baba, I usually share with Baba first that I have brought everyone's loving remembrances. But today Baba said, in return for all of that Baba has, the loving remembrances that Baba has given, Baba has given a return. So as I watched, Baba clapped his hands. I noticed that a very beautiful angel appeared in front of all the children, and they were in their, the children were in their complete form. When the children remember Baba with love, Baba remembers the children's specialities, their future form, their present efforts, and their complete and perfect form of the deity, of being the beloved deities of the devotees. So all the children were sitting in front of Baba. In front of each child was a very beautiful screen, a large screen. And there were different designs being formed on that screen of flowers, etc. A beautiful map, beautiful buildings. So these were all appearing on the screen. There was V shape somewhere or the other. And then a circular design as well. And there are certain places there was a beautiful flower that appeared on the screen that was giving off rays of light in different colors. So Baba and the children were looking at all these scenes. So the designs on the screen were changing every few seconds. So Baba was smiling as well as the children. So what does the father want to see in the children? Each child should stabilize themselves in their perfect stage and give experiences to their devotees and fulfill their deep desires. But what do the children do? What do Baba's children do? They mix many things up when they're trying to create that inner stage. They mix what Baba's directions are for us with their own thoughts. For that reason, the kind of effort they have to make, the kind of original stage they have to stabilize themselves in, and the way they should be remembering the father, and they have to become the same, equal to the father, they're not able to do that. From time to time, they're not able to attain that stage as Baba wishes to see. So that flower that was on the screen that was shedding off rays of light, that becomes, it slowly changes and becomes a lotus flower. And within that image, different poses, different images of the beloved deities, the deity, the worship-worthy form was being seen. And rays of light from those images were spreading all around. So Baba continued saying, at the present time, people of the world are very distressed. They want to have just one glimpse of their favorite beloved deities, the worship-worthy form. So what do the children have to do? Be detached and yet loving. Keep Baba as your companion. Stabilize yourself in your original stage. Don't just give visions to your devotees, but bring them closer to the Father. So while we were watching the flower, it became so very large, and the petals also grew in size, and within each petal, you could see beautiful angels. The angels then fly off from that flower, and go out in all four directions. Baba said, what does the Father wish to see? Baba wants to see these angels, Baba's children fly to all corners and give experiences to everyone. So you children have to become complete and perfect, emerge that angelic stage and reveal the Father. So these angels then come back and they create a V shape. They stand in a V shape, a V form in front of the Father and just looking very beautiful. So Baba was also watching this closely and smiling. Baba wants to see the stage of the children, their stage of success, their stage of being we for victory. So in return for the children's loving remembrances, Baba wants to remind all the children that you have to become equal to the Father, stabilize yourself in your original stage, experience that stage for yourself, and through your own experiences, help others, enable them to also experience the same. I then offered bhog to Baba. And Baba immersed the children once again. He was looking closely at the children. Baba raised his right hand of blessings. And it was though that the children received a gift from Baba, which was in the form of an angel, and on that angel was written a blessing. Baba has called the children to the subtle region today, and Baba is filling up all the children with these blessings to become that embodiment of blessings and enable others to experience these blessings in their lives. So Baba was in a very happy stage today. He was in the stage of a bestower. He was giving a lot of love to the children. But again and again, through his drishti, Baba was reminding the children that you need to stabilize yourselves in your original stage. Emerge that original stage. Don't allow the mind to be diverted in other directions. Don't add any other thoughts to Baba's directions and be in that original form. I then returned. Om Shanti.